Roland
Martin. You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
From our Washington, D.C. studios this morning, Roland Martin, good morning.
What up, folks? How we doing?
Good.
Man, Jay, you're sweating like Mitt Romney was last night. I mean, he walked out there going, I'm going to get my behind whooped because I have no idea on this topic whatsoever. And so last week, I thought about what song best personified the debate. It was Whoop That Trick.
Yes.
What you got this time?
Jay, after listening to Mitt Romney go back with, I agree, I thought it was a ventriloquist last night, I thought this song was more appropriate.
Say you, say me, say it for always.
I mean, that's what it was. I mean, Bob Schieffer should have had a one-on-one last night. I mean, all Mitt Romney was doing was agreeing with the president. Even Glenn Beck, even the Antichrist himself, tweeted last night, if you're going to sit there and agree with the president that much, why vote? That was a Glenn Beck tweet. I mean, and so it was unbelievable. And I'm listening to Mark Halperin of Time Magazine sound like a fool on Morning Joe. I think what was most important, Romney wanted to come in and he wanted to sound agreeable and that was fine and just sort of pat. I was like, no, that's not how this works. This is the commander in chief. President Obama was aggressive. He was clear, concise, and basically he was educating Mitt Romney. This is what it means to be commander in chief. Romney did not want to be there last night. And for these people who have the audacity to call it a draw last night, they're nuts. The CBS poll last night, of uncommitted voters, Sybil, 53% says President Obama wins.
Right.
23% said Romney wins. That's critically important in an extremely tight election. Did Romney have a blowout victory in the first debate? Absolutely. Vice President Biden wins the VP debate. President Obama wins the second debate. President Obama wins the third debate. And so it was very clear last night. I thought the president was on point. The only place where Romney I thought was strong was when it came to the economy. But when it came to Iran, I think we need to have more tougher sanctions. The president said, check, we've already done that. When it comes to Syria, what would you do differently? Well, I wouldn't really do anything differently from the president. Check. Then he gets nailed on Russia being our number one geopolitical foe. Guess what? General Colin Powell said the exact same thing. Mitt Romney, what the hell are you talking about? And so it was unbelievable. And so I don't understand these people who were on television last night and this morning trying to spin this thing by saying, you know, Romney was serviceable. No. When you have the ability to send U.S. troops into harm's way, we don't want a serviceable person. We want somebody who can actually lead us as the commander in chief. And I'm sorry, he did not pass the test last night. The key now, what happens in the critical states? What happens in Ohio, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, Pennsylvania? That's what the real issue here is. And I think, listen to the president last night, those white women who have been on the fence, who have been vacillating back and forth, because that's really where you've seen the change in the poll numbers. I think listening to that, they will hear a president who clearly says this is how we must behave. Mitt Romney sounded like a flower child last night. Oh, no, I believe in peace. Let's just no peace. Let's just talk. I'm like, damn, now he's a hippie? I mean, what's going on here? I mean, it was just confusing last night. And so I don't know who I was watching. I mean, maybe the next thing is going to say pass the pot, puff pass. I don't know. I don't get it. So bottom line is, play the song again, Say You, Say Me. That's what it was last night. And I say, President Obama, he won last night debate, clear and simple.
All right, Roland.